Today's Mishnah, Masechet Parah, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadesh, is Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. So, moving on to the Dinim of Tuma. Yesterday we saw we have this special halacha, which according to the Chachomim is derived from the fact that it says, V'hiniach michutz l'machaneh b'makom tahor, which introduced a new concept of a makom tahor, which means that even if there's not tuma mamish from either negia or from the actual masa, from the heset, which we had until now is ways in which you could be makabel tuma, bring tuma to the Efer Parah. The very fact that it's not in a tahor place, brand new concept, means that it's useless and it's the equivalent of Efer Tumah. So now let's imagine an interesting situation like this. You've got a person who is tor lechatas, and he touches a tanur. Now, this tanur is perfectly tor, and it's a kli cheres. Problem is that if he touches it with his hand, since anything which is tor for kedesh is considered to pasul a chatas, if the person is tor for the chatas, if he touches it benegia. So then, even though this is not something that is midras, that's true, but it is certainly considered to be tamei benegia, because we saw earlier that if you're negia with your actual hand, so then it becomes, your hands become tamei, but problem is that there's no such thing as hands becoming tamei, because your entire body becomes tummy the moment that your hands are tummy anyway when it comes to a parah. So therefore, for all intents and purposes, touching it with a hand is tuma l'kol aguf. But suppose you never touched it with your hand, you touched it with your foot. So biraglo, you would be tahor, because the din of this tanur, since the tanur cannot ever be an avatuma, because kli cheres, remember, are never able to become an avatuma. They're always going to be attenuated tuma. So because of that, it's the equivalent of, like we saw before, stam eichlin umashkin. Those will be metame the pora, but they're only going to be metame benigia, but not if they are nogea in your body. And you're touching them with your foot is the equivalent of there being nogea your body. That's not called the negia biyodo, which is the special halacha of the tumas yadayim. Now let's imagine the other problem. The person who is tor lechatas is standing on top of this tanur. Now he sticks out his hand, and he's the hand itself is sticking out over the edge of the tanur. In that hand are the lagin, which contain the pora, the efer pora that was inside of it. Or maybe he's got an esel. Remember what the esel was that pole that goes over his shoulder. And on one side, you've got one bucket of water. On the other side, you have the other bucket of water. We spoke about the esel when it came to the question of shmira. If one of them is behind you, is it considered to be shomor because the other one is in front of you? That was the word that we used. That's what it means over here. There's probably a word in English that refers to that type of pole specifically, like there is in Lashon HaKodesh, the esel, but I don't know what that word is. If anybody knows, please let me know, because it's rather frustrating. But it's the specific pole in which people balance buckets of water over their shoulder. Anyway, so he's got this esel, and he's got these, containers of the Efer, Echad Mikan, the Echad Mikan. But both of them are on either side of the Tanur. None of them are actually on the Mokum Tomei. In other words, they're not on the Mokum of the Tanur. So what's it then? Now, surprisingly, This is Nogea, a very strange way. Is Nogea Kluta Kamishahun Chadamia in the Dinim of Shabbos? So you remember that according to Rabbi Akiva holds that something that is in the airspace of a Rishus, even though it is moving, is considered to be Munach in that Rishus. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mayim, or the Efer, that is in the containers, since they're not on the Tanur directly, and they are over the airspace of the floor where the Tanur is, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that actually defines their technical placement in the world. So therefore, they are not considered to be in a makom tome. Masha Enken, the Chachamim, who do not hold that Kluta Kamishahun Chadamya, they say, well, the person who's holding them, or who's supporting the pole on his shoulders, he is on a makom tome. And basically, in order to define where it is that the things that is holding are considered to be, we don't look at the airspace, but going back to Hilchos Shabbos, we look at you who are carrying them. This goes back to the whole sugya of the ani eimed bichutz labayis, and puts in his hand, and so on and so forth. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, the mayim, or the efer, that is on the sides of this thing, become tame, because they are on a makom tame, through your feet, on the tanur, and this is where they're considered to be munach. And therefore, according to this, the lagin, or the kalalot, in this case, interesting language, right? Klalot. They would be, the two kalals would be klalot. These klalot would be actually munach b'mokom tame, and therefore they're an extension of the previous Mishnah, of this brand new idea of b'mokom kadosh. Perek, yod, Mishnah, hey.
The term Rebbe's looking for, it's a carrying yoke, or a carrying bowl, or a shoulder barrel, or a milkman's yoke. Those are the different ways they're said.
What was the third one?
A shoulder pole, milkman's yoke, carrying pole, or carrying yoke. The Sephardim chose carrying yoke. And it's a single person balancing. That's the pictures of exactly this. That's in Wikipedia that they are talking about this.
Okay. Well, Wikipedia, as we know, is an anti-Semitic garbage phone. And because of that, we can't access it.
I hate to tell you, I took a course. I can be a Wikipedia editor whenever I want.
Yes, so get to work. You've got about 400 million articles that are all anti-Semitic that you can edit.
But was I supposed to learn Torah or bury people in Tveria? That's the difference. It's easier to find.
Fine. Now let's take another example of this problem. A guy who is Torah Lechatas is standing on the floor. And he's looking across the top of a tanur at a little niche in the wall where he's got his efer or his mayim kodashim. And so what he does is he sticks out his hands to the niche in the wall and he brings them to himself. Natala talagin. The problem is that on the way to bringing it to himself, the lagin passed right over the top of the tanur. Rabbi Akiva says, well, the moment they pass over the top of the tanur, since the kluta kamishahun chadamya, they are considered to be on the tanur. But that means that they are in a mokum tame. Because the tanur for chatas is tame, even if it's tahor. And therefore, they become pasul. So according to Rabbi Akiva, here Rabbi Akiva would be lechumra, because Rabbi Akiva would be metame, because of kluta kamishuncha. Mashenken, here, the chachamim would be lekula, and they would be metarin, because since we don't say kluta kamishuncha damya, and you're not standing on the tanur, and the mayim didn't actually sit for a moment on the tanur, they just passed over, so why would they be tame? Aval, omeid hu atohor lechatat agabe tanur. However, let's not confuse what this implies. You could actually be standing on top of that tanur, and you could be holding mayim, but the mayim does not yet have any efer in it, okay? And there would be no problem whatsoever. Why? Because this brand new idea of iniach b'makom tahor is only a reference to the v'yasaf ish tahor et efer hapara, which would include the mayim that were mekudashim with the efer. But stam, water, that was ready for Kiddush, and there's no efer involved, forget about it. There's no such new halacha of passeling the mayim because of the fact that it was on top of something that was tame. It wasn't in a container that could possibly be metameid. Quite amazing. Mishnah Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. Lagin shel chatat. So let's say you have these containers that have actual mechatas that was b'kodesh. Shenaga b'shel kodesh, b'shel truma. Now we've got these containers that hold kodesh in them or truma in it, which is tahar. So what happens is the chatas becomes tameh. Because kelim, even though they're completely tar, mamish, on the highest level, for kutche kutchim, are considered to be tame when it comes to the chatas. So because of that, the login of the chatas became tame due to their touching the kelim, even though they were taherin. They now destroy the mechatas in the kli that was ostensibly totally tahar. V'shal kodesh v'shal truma, however, the other way around, the kodesh and the truma were not affected by it. They're taherin. Now, why would they be taherin? Since now the tame login touched them, because the moment that this is, sounds like it should be one of those classical situations in which we say, you could even not be metame me, but the thing that was metame me allows me to be, right? That's the classic case that we had to Prokem ago. And for some reason, here we don't say that now that the chatas became tame, it turns around and is metame the actual login of the kodesh and of the truma. So maybe the pshat is because of the fact that even though the login of the chatas are tamei, but they only have a din of a risha and latuma, because they were mekabel tuma from the mechatas, and therefore they a risha and latuma cannot be metame kelim. Maybe that's the reason. Okay, that's what the gross says anyway. Shneim b'shtei yadav. Suppose a guy is carrying both types of login. So we have an Adam Tor Lechatas, which is what we began with, a Tor Shochatas, and he's carrying in one hand Mechatas, and in the other hand, he's carrying Kodesh, let's say. So then what happens is both of them automatically become Tame. That's crazy. Why? Because the login that contained the chatas becomes tame, because the person who was carrying them was nogeya with his other hand in a kli that was not tahor lechatas. It was only tahor lekodesh. And he touched it, which meant that he became tame. And the moment that his hand became tame, his body become tame because he was being Isaac with the chatas, in which case he is now going to be mitame, the login of the chatas and what's inside of the login of the chatas. Now, why did the login of Kodesh, in his other hand, why did they become tame, whereas in the previous case they didn't? Because the din is that mechatas is mitamim, someone who is tohar lechatas, if they are tame, it's mitame him actually b'masa. And we said, this we had before, somebody who is nose mechatas, he becomes tame. And therefore, if he's tamei, the klal was, we had this back in the Mishnah and Kalim actually, that he's metame, the begodim, she'elov, or Kalim, that he was nogea at that time, he would therefore be metame, the login of Kedush and Truma. And therefore, in this case, it's worse than if they came into direct contact with the Kalim. Because over here, the Odan is metame, certainly while he's carrying it, is metame b'chiburim for sure. And therefore, both of them are going to become tame. How about if shnehen b'shnei niyarot? How about if the two login, one in each hand, was inside of a different paper bag? Interesting situation. So he's not in direct contact with the log. He's touching the paper of the wrapper on the outside of the log. So in that case, both of them are tahar. Why? Because he never ended up touching the maga of these kalim that were, we said, it become tame if he would touch them, because there's stam kalim that were only tahar for kachi kachim, which is not good enough for him. But since in this case there was no maga, so then there was nothing to be metame. So,
now, what was it? What was the actual material?
Paper.
Paper?
Yeah. Papyrus. Basically paper. And, okay. Not as fine, perhaps, as your local shiny A4, 190 brightness and so on, but it's still paper. So, more like a good old paper bag, right? Okay, so in this case, the person did not become tame, even though he was tor lechatas, just because he touched the kli of kadesh, talking about truma, because there was only paper. So even though normally we would say that he is tame because he's carrying the mechatas, but the lagin were actually tahar. So since he never touched them, so then there would be nothing to be metame. In this case, even though, remember, we did have the interesting sheet of the Rambam. Remember, we had a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Pashtus of the Rash and the Groz approach. The Rambam sheet was that if you're touching it, shelo letzorach hazoya, so then you would become tame. But still, there would be no reason for you to be metame the other things that you're carrying. So therefore, we would say both of them would be tar. Now, how about if the one that is carrying the chatas, the log that has the chatas in it, is covered with a paper bag, but the other one, which is carrying the truma or the kadesh, that is directly in his hand? Then the opposite happens. Then shnehem tmeim. Because the person who now was touching the truma, which was biyadeh, so he became tameh for the chatas because of the negia in the kli that was only tar for kadesh. So he is metameh the chatas b'masa. And therefore, that halacha we had before was that he would be metame not only b'maga, but b'masa. And if that's the case, so now the mechatas are going to be tame and will turn around to be metame him, because now he's touching the kli truma, or the tri kodesh, at this time, which is metame the kalin, because he's a nosei chatas, and therefore is betame them also b'masa. But how about the other way around? If the truma was in a paper bag, so truma b'niyar, and the chatas was directly touching. Here, too, both of them are tahor, because this person who was tahor l'chatas never touched, because of the paper bag, he never touched the container of the truma or of the kodesh, and therefore there was nothing to be metame him. So since he never touched it, the chatas never became tame, and he himself remains tahor l'chatas, so what's there to make a problem? Whereas Rabbi Yoshua, he says, like we saw his shita that we had before, Rabbi Yoshua's shita is that even a kli tahor, remember when we had the case about the key in the door? And we said that according to Rabbi Yoshua, the key is able to be mekabel tumas mace, even though it cannot be mekabel tumas midras. And Rabbi Yoshua's shita was that if a kli is roy to be metame tumas mace, it also becomes madaf lechatas, in which case it would be metame beheset, in the case of the door, or metame bemasa. So according to Rabbi Yoshua, the same thing happens over here. The chatas becomes tame, even if both of them were in paper bags. So he would be chelek on the whole idea, and that's because it was also metame not bemaga, but bemasa, as long as it's a something that is roy to be metame, at least betumas meis. So therefore, in this case, the kli that was holding the kodesh, even though it's in a paper bag, would still be metame, the person who was holding it, and it would be metame him actually bemasa, in which case that adam would be metame the chatas, both bemaga and bemasa. Fine? So that according to Rabbi Yoshua, that would be a serious problem. But let's say both of these containers were on the ground, and now he touches them on the ground with his two hands. He puts one hand on the chatas container, and he puts one hand on the kodesh container. So the din over there would be that shel chatas is tame, because this even according to Rabbi Yoshua, because shel chatas, the adam, became tame because he touched the lagim shel kodesh. And therefore, he was metame the lagan shel chatas. But there was no way for the mechatas to be metame the person, because he wasn't carrying them. So there was no tumas heset of madaf for chatas, and there was no tumas masa. And therefore, now he couldn't go back to be metame the kodesh and the truma, because without the actual carrying it, he did not become tame to be metame kelim, and therefore they would be okay. But suppose he moved them a little bit, so hesitan, then there would be a problem, because the moment that he was mesit them, and everything was, let's say, on a loose board, so that now when he puts things down, when he touches them, he actually moves the board. So therefore, both of these containers moved because of his touching the board or the containers. So then Rabbi Yeshua's metame the login shochatas l'shitase, because since the login are shayach to tumas meis, even though they're not shayach to merkav, it becomes a madaf l'chatas, and a madaf l'chatas is metame beheset. And therefore, the person who touched it and moved the board became tame, and at that point, he was metame beheset with the madaf. He was metame beheset, the kelim of the kodesh. And therefore, the moment that he moves anything, he becomes tame because of the heset, and he's metame beheset, the other login. In these cases, no problem, because the Chachamim disagree with the fundamental, according to the Chachamim, the fundamental assumption of Rabbi Yoshua, because they hold that only a kli that is roi litame b'midras, that was the fundamental statement of the Chachamim, a kli that can be metame b'midras is a madaf l'chatas, and therefore can be metame b'heset. But a kli that's only going to be mekabel tuma Tumas Meis, but not B'Midrash, has no part to play in this story of Madaf for Chatas at all. That brings us to Perek Yud Aleph. Wow. Okay, Bezrat Hashem.